Proclamation number 5407 of 8th of June, 1952. God becomes powerful in the weak. I want to become powerful in the weak and give you humans the evidence that a power from above works so visibly that it can no longer be denied. I don't want to reveal myself to the great and mighty, for most of them lack the humility which presupposes the working of my grace, and if they do something they believe they can accomplish it out of their own strength. But I will reveal myself to the weak, underaged little children of this earth, to those who recognize their weakness and call upon me in deepest humility to strengthen them. And my strength will obviously work in them, and they will perform signs and miracles, as I have announced that I want to become powerful in the weak. But in one thing they must be strong despite their weakness: in faith in me as the most loving Father and the most powerful ruler of heaven and earth. In this faith lies your strength, to whom I myself bend down by fulfilling what the believing human being hopes for. It's not where I will appear, where I will be known with many words indeed and not alive, where people stand in knowledge through study, where they believe to possess the privilege of being especially distinguished by me. Not in worldly heights, not in circles of great learning, not where pseudo-piety deceives people, will I give signs of my might and glory. But where an earthly child in silent love for me devoutly lifts up his eyes and heart to me and calls to me in all simplicity, in childlike babbling, in the admission of his weakness and unworthiness, there I will make myself known and transmit my power and love in all the fullness. I will become powerful in the weak so that the worldly strong and mighty may recognize what I value during the earthly life. And I will make knowledge accessible to them which cannot be gained by way of study and yet far surpasses the latter. For it is the truth which only I myself can distribute and also want to distribute to those who are worthy of it. But worthiness irrevocably includes humility, a believing childlike mind and a will seriously turned towards me. You must be able to muster childlike faith, you must feel and able to fathom the truth on your own and therefore approach me myself for the truth and, firstly, this requires the belief that I can and will give you the truth. And this is a child's faith, for a scholar who is highly placed in worldly knowledge resists such faith, which destroys all his erudition if the pure truth should be conveyed to the human being in this way. And, therefore, the humility of man's heart must also be filled, which comes from the realization, without God we are worth nothing. A heartfelt prayer then rises up to me that I may have mercy on the weak little children, and I will hear this call. I lower my spirit down and fill the weak, and thus I myself become powerful in the weak, for my spirit unfolds and works in a manifest way, and everyone who wants to, will recognize me and attain faith in a God who is exceedingly wise, loving and powerful. Amen.